The why, how, and when of the superannuation changes. Super advice. If you want the answers on the government super changes, you need superadvice.com.au. Super advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Harley.
Hi there, how's it going, Chris?
Very well, thank you very much. Now, Donald Trump, the scrutiny continues. There are claims now that Trump asked former FBI Director James Comey to shut down an investigation into the president's former national security advisor.
Well, and that's interesting, too, because this could be one of the more serious things that's been alleged. Because this comes from the New York Times. The Times says that, and they're quoting from a memo that James Comey wrote immediately after the meeting, which came the day after Michael Flynn had resigned. This was on February 14th. Flynn resigned the day before that. And the Times quotes Trump, according to Comey, saying at the end of their conversation, "I hope you can let this go." The White House denied that those words were asking him to drop it, but certainly expressing his hope, perhaps, that after the resignation, that the probe might be dropped. The White House said, because they were quick to push back on this, they said it's not a truthful or accurate portrayal of the conversation between the president and Mr. Comey. I think it'll be interesting to see the actual memo, because the Times does acknowledge they've not actually seen the memo, that a Comey aide read part of it to them. So I'd like to know what the rest of the memo says.
Yeah, very true. Now, Hackers steal a Disney movie and threaten to release it unless a ransom is paid.
Yeah, isn't this something? And Disney says nothing doing. They're working with the FBI. They're going to track you down. We're going to put you in jail if we can, because these are real-life pirates. And, of course, it was a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, the latest version. And so Disney said, no, they're not going to just roll over and pay money.
No.
This sort of thing happened to Netflix not long ago. Orange is the New Black. They also refused to pay. The goal, of course, is to track down the hackers and make an example of them if they can.
Yeah, find them and bring them to justice. And the youngest ever graduate from the Texas Christian Uni.
Hats off to him. He's 14 years old.
Oh.
At TCU, Texas Christian University. His name is Carson Huey Yu, and he has he's graduated with honors there in Fort Worth. He has science and engineering degree.
Wow,
that's impressive. But his brother is 11 and plans to go in for a double major in physics and astronomy and also engineering. His name is Kanan.
Kanan, freaks, Harley, freaks. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The why, how, and when of the superannuation changes. Super advice. If you want the answers on the government super changes, you need superadvice.com.au. Super advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.